Are you your biggest critic? I know I am. I don't have room for any of you to judge me because I judge myself pretty good on a regular basis. As a result, I am on a constant mission to give myself grace. I'm so thankful Jesus does, but it's hard sometimes to offer it to myself. When we look in the mirror, literally or figuratively, there are usually things we wish we could change. The makeup mirror I use every day has a magnified side, so I can really get in there. I need to see all those clogged pores, hairs that need to be plucked, and new wrinkles emerging on my face. Or I guess I could use the unmagnified side and simply ignore it all. Looking in a mirror is one thing. We see our own reflection. Sometimes looking at ourselves drives us to make changes because we may not like what we see, while other times we think, hey, that's not so bad. It's easy for me to look at myself and see things I might want to change, but it feels a bit different when someone else begins to get a closer look. It feels uncomfortable. I feel exposed, and not in a good way. But tell me this. Wasn't there a time you were out for dinner and a friend let you know you had something in your teeth? If not, you may need some new friends. We can't see what we can't see. We need others to give us feedback, to help us sometimes see things we can't. Are there actions or attitudes we put off that offend or even hurt those around us? Going even deeper, we need the Holy Spirit to reveal things in our lives we can't see. No one knows us better. Psalm 139:23. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. In Psalm 139, David acknowledges the characteristics of God. He is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. He is all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-present. David understood not only who God is, he understood his place in the relationship. He knows he can't see what God sees, so he invites God to search deeper. God, show me what I'm blind to. Show me what I can't see. Show me what I don't want to see. Is there a habit I need to stop? Is there prejudice in my heart? Have I tolerated sin in my life because I no longer align it to Scripture? Is there pride in my heart? Do I live my life entitled or think I'm better than anyone else because of the color of my skin? Have I sinned against my neighbor? Is there unforgiveness and rage below the surface causing me to hurt those around me? Have I wounded others with my words, all in the name of what I think is right? Show me my offensive ways. Help me stop pointing fingers and search me. I know you already know, but show me what I cannot see and lead me in the way everlasting. God will show us and reveal what needs to be revealed if we simply ask and have a surrendered heart to listen and obey. That's the truth. We're so quick to want to change everybody else. May our heart be like David's, open to divine critique. I'm Lori Klein.